In this bulletin, the two men hoping to lead Britain's governing Conservative Party make their pitches, three people killed on South Australia's roads in separate crashes, and the Matildas are out of the Women's World Cup after losing to Norway. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The two final contenders vowing to become Britain's next Prime Minister have both assured voters they will deliver Brexit. Former London Mayor and favourite Boris Johnson says he is the right man for the job. He told a Conservative conference in Birmingham Britain needs to leave the EU even without a withdrawal deal secured. His opponent, Jeremy Hunt, took a serious tone in his speech, stating he is the candidate to take the country forward.
Friends, we are in a very serious situation. Get things wrong, and there will be no Conservative government, maybe even no Conservative party. Get things right, and we can deliver Brexit, unite the party.
Australia has been knocked out of the 2019 Women's World Cup in France on the first day of the round of 16. Norway defeated the Matildas in a penalty shootout following 120 minutes of play in a nail-biting game. Coach Ante Milicic says the game could have gone either way and he takes responsibility.
I just hope tomorrow they can in some way pick themselves up and carry on.
Captain Sam Kerr, who missed Australia's first penalty kick, says it was a disappointing result.
I think the first half was not our best, but the second half we came out and dominated and, you know, we would have liked to have won it in the 90.
A driver has been charged after a fatal motorcycle crash at Millicent on South Australia's coast. The collision happened yesterday and a 22-year-old motorcycle rider from the state's southeast died. Another person was killed this weekend in a head-on crash on the Adelaide Plains. A 15-year-old pedestrian was also struck and died after a crash at Glengowrie on Saturday night. Inspector Damien Epps says the three separate fatalities happened within a four-hour period.
Look, obviously, it's very traumatic. It's very hard for emergency services, and that's why we're pleading with the public to drive to the conditions to do the right thing on the roads. It's got to stop. We've got to make sure that people are doing the right things on the road.
Tax proposals and mixed messages on the coal industry were key reasons for Labor's flop in last month's federal election in Queensland, according to Labor's Treasurer Jim Chalmers. Dr. Chalmers has just finished a four-day listening tour of the central and northern Queensland areas with state Labor Senator Anthony Chisholm to find out where the party went wrong. He told the ABC's Insiders program there were some issues around the complexity of the tax changes Labor took to the election.
I think obviously there were some issues around the complexity of the tax proposals that we took. We couldn't build a big enough constituency for those changes. Obviously the lies that were told about death taxes and pension cuts, we couldn't get on top of them effectively or early enough.
An Australian study into the harm caused by drugs and alcohol shows drinking is more damaging to the broader community and families. The Australian Drug and Alcohol Foundation has ranked the harm of substance use in an attempt to highlight the need for more prevention work. Crystal methamphetamine is the second most harmful substance in Australia, causing a loss of relationships. The report found this result was different to the United Kingdom and the European Union, where heroin is the second most damaging drug after alcohol. Four Chinese people are being questioned over their involvement in a now-collapsed building in Cambodia. 17 people were killed and 24 others were injured when the seven-storey building fell down. Construction workers were reportedly sleeping on the second floor of the unfinished building. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 20. Adelaide, becoming cloudy, 13. Melbourne, early fog, then sunny, 15. Hobart, morning frost, then sunny, 12. Canberra, partly cloudy, 13. Wollongong, showers easing, 16. Sydney, much the same, 18. Newcastle, similar conditions, 19. Brisbane, a shower or two, 20. Cairns, sunny, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 29. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.